Tired of juggling sales tools or spending hours on prospecting just to book a few meetings? Meet Apollo, the go-to-market platform for finding leads, connecting with buyers, and closing deals all in one place. Apollo gives you access to over 210 million contacts and AI that handles all your busy work, finding leads, drafting emails, and even prioritizing your day. So stop paying for five different sales tools when one does it all. Visit apollo.io and sign up free today.
Hey there, awesome listeners. It's your boy, Jake Carter, back with another dose of real talk to help you tap out of overstimulation and live a life that feels more like, well, living. Today we're diving headfirst into something we all struggle with at some point, fear and anxiety. Ever feel like those little voices in your head are screaming, "What if?" Even when things are going great. You know that feeling when you have a presentation coming up and your stomach is doing somersaults just thinking about it? Yeah, me too. But here's the thing. Fear and anxiety don't have to rule our lives. They can be powerful tools if we learn how to use them, not let them use us. So, buckle up, because today we're breaking down five key takeaways that will help you conquer those fears and anxieties head on. First off, understand your triggers. What sets those alarm bells ringing? Is it public speaking, meeting new people, or maybe even just the thought of making a big decision? Once you know your triggers, you can start to develop strategies for managing them. Think of it like having a cheat sheet for navigating those tricky situations. Next up, challenge those negative thoughts. Our brains love to play tricks on us, especially when we're feeling anxious. It's easy to get caught up in a spiral of what-ifs and worst-case scenarios. But here's the deal. Most of the time, those thoughts aren't based in reality. So, learn to question them. Ask yourself, is there evidence to support this thought? Or, what's the most likely outcome? You'll be surprised how often those scary thoughts crumble when you shine a light on them. Now, let's talk about practicing self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, although those are awesome. Self-care is about taking care of your physical, mental, and emotional well-being. Make sure you're getting enough sleep, eating nourishing food, and moving your body regularly. When you take care of yourself, you're better equipped to handle stress and anxiety. Remember, it's okay to ask for help. We're all human, and sometimes we need a little support. Talk to a trusted friend or family member, join a support group, or consider seeking professional help from a therapist. There's no shame in reaching out for guidance when you need it. And finally, celebrate your victories, big and small. Every time you face a fear or manage an anxious situation, give yourself a pat on the back. Progress takes time, so be patient with yourself and keep celebrating those wins along the way. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, who's been wanting to start her own business for years. She has this amazing idea and a ton of passion, but fear is holding her back. The thought of putting herself out there, facing rejection, and potentially failing is terrifying. She starts to feel paralyzed by anxiety, stuck in that what-if loop. But then, Sarah remembers these five takeaways. She identifies her triggers, public speaking, and financial uncertainty, and starts challenging those negative thoughts. She knows she can manage those anxieties with preparation and support. Sarah starts taking small steps, networking with other entrepreneurs, attending workshops, and building a solid business plan. She realizes that asking for help is not weakness, but strength. And when she finally launches her website, it's a huge victory. Sarah proves to herself that she's capable of overcoming her fears and achieving her dreams. So, there you have it. Five powerful tools to help you conquer fear and anxiety. Remember, this isn't about becoming fearless. It's about learning to manage those feelings so they don't control your life. You've got the power within you to tap out of overstimulation and live a more courageous and fulfilling life. I want to hear from you. share your biggest takeaways on social media, tag me, Jake Carter Podcast, and let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe for daily doses of real talk that will help you navigate the ups and downs of life with grace and grit. See you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.